Blog Talk Radio.
And good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Studios. Jeff Fortz back. Another fantastic 15 minutes. Okay, fantastic. I don't know. I'm a little full of myself today. Another 15 minutes of fan. You know, when you were a kid, just think about this a little bit. When you were a kid and you were being picked for something, say out at recess, you were being picked for the baseball team. Some of you may be picked number one. Some of you may be great athletes. Some of you may be, yeah, we'll take that guy. Some of you were the last ones picked. But there was always one that you could guarantee somebody may want because he's okay and then turns out fantastic, or somebody that just is terrible. And that was always the fat kid. I was the fat kid. I'll be straight up honest. I can say that because I was the fat kid. Well, last night, the Kansas City Royals got beat up by the fat kid. CC Sabathia does not look like a baseball player, but damn did he throw last night. He gets the win. Kansas City just craps the bed again. Sabathia 6 2/3, 5 hits, 4 strikeouts, played so well to his defense. And Jason Hamill just, Jason Hamill, man, that may have been one of the worst pickups for the Kansas City Royals. Early on in this season, he has proven absolutely nothing after coming over from the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs right now have to be looking at the Royals and just laughing. They just have to be laughing. Jason Hamill, terrible. Jorge Soler has been good. But Wade Davis is just absolutely blowing up for the Royals right now. Or excuse me, for the Cubs right now. Chicago has to be looking over at Kansas City, has to be looking at these box scores and just laughing and counting all of their money, all of their success, and just shaking their head at the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City loses last night 7-1. The only bright spot coming late in this game, a Whit Merrifield ground out scores Jorge Bonifacio, and quite frankly it was after everybody turned the television off. Just garbage time. They say garbage time in basketball, they say garbage time in football. This was garbage time in this game. Just nothing. Nobody cared. Nobody knew what had happened. Yet Despite that, I just want to look at the positive side of this a little bit. And this may be kind of a shocker. And it was a shocker to me when I looked at the standings last night. The Royals right now are, and I know on May 15th, May 17th, I should not be looking at the standings. But you look at the standings right now, the Royals are 16-22. That is the worst record in baseball. The worst record in the American League. Second worst in baseball. Terrible right now. 16-22. Just terrible. Despite that, 4.5 games back. With 3 coming up against the division leader. After these 2 games with the Yankees, they could be sitting in, and 2 games with quality pitchers. We'll talk about the starting pitcher later on in the show. one of the best pit, one of, if not the best pitcher right now in the American League. Jason Vargas going to the mound tonight for Kansas City. Tonight is going to be a pitching matchup that will not stop. I am looking forward so much to tonight's matchup. We'll talk about Vargas versus Pineda in just a little bit. But Royals, don't worry yet. But if the reason to worry last night was the reason to worry, Sabathia, yes, Sabathia is a fantastic pitcher. We've seen CC do this for years upon years upon years now. We've seen him just absolutely be dominant. But, man, that Royals offense just looked terrible last night. Just looked absolutely just bad. Just bad last night. And if you are really, if you're hoping on, holding on to any hope, it is that standing only 4.5 back. Again, we will talk more about the Royals to close out today's show. Excited for the pitching matchup tonight. I really like the Royals' chances. And I know I said that yesterday. I know. But with Vargas and Danny Duffy going to the mound in the next two nights, taking two out of three from this Yankees team doesn't seem like a far, far off task. And if they do that, it's a complete. I've said this multiple times. I'll say it again. Baseball is such a turnaround sport. You can be happy one day. You can be just absolutely distraught as a fan. As a fan, you can do that. As a player, you can't. You can't go up and down with these emotions. That's why you see guys, and I've had so many people comment to me, well, they walk off and they just act like they don't care. They can't get emotionally invested in every game. They can't do that. Because if they do that, they're going to just go absolutely haywire. It's 162 games of up and down emotion for the fans. For the players, they have to find a way to just take a deep breath and just maintain. And that's what the Royals have to do. Again, they get beat up last night, but today is a new day, and hopefully they can get back on a good track. Speaking of guys on a good track, I want to stick with Major League Baseball for just a second. We know what Bryce Harper can do. We know what Bryce Harper has done. Well, Bryce Harper continues to check things off of his list. He continues to just absolutely be a stud. Last night in an 8-4 win over the Pirates, Harper hit another home run, a 2-run home run against the Pirates last night. What makes this one so special? Well, Harper has now hit a home run in every National League ballpark. He had only the one for the last 3 weeks now. He has had one park on his checklist that he had not hit a home run in. One. And he got that done last night. Absolutely crushes this ball. I believe it was in the sixth inning. Absolutely slams this ball. And you know that I am not a huge fan of these stats. For metrics, 112 miles per hour, that's pretty damn impressive. And again, just a great feat for a terrific career. Bryce Harper has just done everything that he can by his 25th birthday. Have yet to get that big playoff win, big World Series win. That's coming. That's coming. I'm going to call it right now. The Nationals get to the World Series in the next. We'll give them 3 years just for leeway, but it's going to happen in the next 2 years. The Nationals are a good ball club right now, and congrats to Bryce Harper. Just another thing that he has checked off of his list, and at only 24 years of age, he has hit a home run in every National League ballpark. All right, to the NBA now. A couple of news and notes for the National Basketball Association. Last night, First of all, in the Western Conference semifinals, San Antonio didn't have a chance. They didn't have a shot in this game. They just absolutely got blasted in this ballgame. 29 points for Steph Curry, 16 for KD, 13 for Draymond Green in this ballgame. The Golden State Warriors win by 36. 36. Just acted like, oh my goodness. They couldn't miss last night. And when your opponent shoots, lights out. When your opponent shoots over 50%, 50 of 89, they just put up shots. Yeah, did you get that? Okay. When they continue to do that, it's going to be tough to win. But when you shoot 37%, it's even tougher to win. The Spurs, 37 of 100 last night. That's pretty easy math. That's 37%. Just an overall terrible night. 8 of 23 from three-point range. Terrible. Just absolutely terrible. And they get blasted. Golden State now leads that series 2-0 after the 36-point win over the San Antonio Spurs last night. Oh, man. Just absolutely blasted. That led, and I love me some Greg Popovich. I absolutely love me some Greg Popovich. Last night after the game, he said in no uncertain terms that he wanted to slap all of his players. They just looked flat. And Pop, as always, minces no words. He was 100% behind. Basically, he said it's not in their heads. It's in their hearts and bodies right now. You can give everything to your team. And this is exactly from him. Kawhi being gone, I don't think they believe that is the reason that it happened. I don't think as a group they really did, meaning that's why they got beat. It's a little bit of psychobabble you want to use, but whatever it is, they just lacked intensity, edge, and grunt, and all sorts of things. That was disappointing. Pop not happy with his team. Again, they get blasted last night, 136 to 100. Game tonight in the NHL, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics tonight. This one is going to be a fun series. 7:30 tonight, TNT is where you will find the Cavs and the Celtics. Speaking of the Celtics, I don't understand the NBA draft lottery. I don't get it. It's great television. I understand it, but I don't understand why they have it. I don't understand why they don't do how every other team does and just go by your record. But anyway, the Boston Celtics last night get the top pick in the NBA draft next year via the NBA draft lottery. I get that it's a fun thing for the NBA to put on, the ESPN to put on, whatever it may be. This thing makes no sense. The Boston Celtics are in the Eastern Conference Finals and they get the number one pick next year. No, that's just stupid. But that's how they do it, and that's what they did. The Celtics last night getting the number one pick. A lot of intrigue, blah, 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 of who's going to be next pick, the number one pick next year, whatever. I hate that they decide this way. I hate it. Go by record. Go by shot at the title. Don't give it to a team that has already been there. And who knows? The Celtics may win the title this year. I know it's far off. I know the Cavs are the odds-on favorite. But imagine that the Celtics win the title and then get the number one pick. That doesn't happen in any other sport. It doesn't happen. And that's just, the NBA needs to fix this. They need to change some things around very, very soon. One more piece of news from the NBA. Joel Embiid, man. If you don't follow Joel Embiid on Twitter, you're missing out hardcore. This wasn't via Twitter, but he told the Philadelphia Inquirer yesterday basically that they could beat the Cleveland Cavaliers for the title. If they were in the Boston Celtics shoes right now, his team, Philadelphia 76ers, could beat the Cavs. They could play LeBron James. They could play the Cavs. We're gearing up at the right time. This is a quote from Embiid. We're gearing up at the right time. When we start getting good, that's when Cleveland and LeBron will start going down. Joel. Play more than 30 games in a season before you start calling out LeBron James, the best player in the game right now, and arguably the best in NBA history. Don't do this to yourself. Don't look like a fool. Stick to Twitter. Stick to your craziness on Twitter, asking random people to marry you on Twitter. Stick to it. Don't go to the Inquirer. Don't go to ESPN. Don't go to whatever. Just stick with your fun. Don't make an ass of yourself. Okay. NHL time. Game last night in the National Hockey League. It was the Predators getting by the Ducks last night. 2 goals in the third period for the Preds get them the victory last night. It looked like this was going to be all Anaheim. The goaltending was fantastic for the Ducks last night until late in that ball game where they just could not really stop a shot. Nashville was very, very good late in this game and got it done when they needed it. Now they have the 2-1 series advantage thanks to a 2-1 game victory last night over the Anaheim Ducks. Eastern Conference Game 1 starting tonight in Pittsburgh tonight. The Penguins will take on the Ottawa Senators. This one, must watch. Must watch. I don't even care if you're a hockey fan. At this point, I don't care if you're a hockey fan. Watch one period of this. Please watch one period of this series and you will fall in love with hockey. They do it right. They do it well, both of these teams, and you can't get this far in the NHL playoffs without knowing how to play hockey. These two teams know how to play and play it very well. 7 o'clock tonight, NBC Sports Network, Pittsburgh and Ottawa, the Penguins and Senators matching up for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, best of seven. It all starts tonight. This one is going to be very, very intense hockey. Very, very intense hockey. All right, let's take a look at your matchup tonight for the Kansas City Royals. As we said earlier, Jason Vargas, the best pitcher in the American League right now, 5-1 with a 1.01 ERA. Let me say that again. 1.01. Vargy dealing right now. Dealing. And I made the joke yesterday, and I found it pretty clever. You know why Jason Vargas isn't allowed to play poker in the clubhouse with the Royals? Because he's too busy dealing. Jason Vargas has been nails. 39 strikeouts, 1.01 ERA, has only lost one game on the season. 5-1. Jason Vargas has, let's be honest as Royals fans here. There's only two ways that Jason Vargas can go right now. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this. Jason Vargas can continue to just absolutely be the best pitcher in baseball, and we risk him being traded. Because let's face it, at the trade deadline, they're going to be sellers. But I'm going to turn around there. I'm not going to go down that road yet because I'm excited for tonight's game. Jason Vargas, as we said, 5.5-1 with a 1.01 ERA. He matches up against Michael Pineda. Pineda, one of the veterans, quote unquote veterans of this Yankee staff, has had a very good last couple of games. A back-to-back quality starts in the month of May, but he has no wins to show for it. They had two come-from-behind wins after he was pulled in those two contests. So Pineda has had some hard luck in his last couple of outings as far as wins, but has done very well on the mound. Just hasn't had the offense to back him up. I think that sounds pretty familiar to Royals fans. But again, Pineda against From the K, 7:15, Kauffman Stadium. You can find that, of course, on Fox Sports Kansas City, as well as 610 Sports Radio. One change with the Royals. You remember tomorrow will be a nationally televised game. Hopefully the Royals can show up on national television. Didn't the last time. They were on everyone's TV. Hopefully they can do it this time. But that's tomorrow. As for today, it's going to be a local game. But again, Vargas and Pineda tonight for the Royals and Yankees. Looking forward to this game tremendously. As for today, as for the show today, have a great Wednesday. I got to sign off. I am already way over time limit. I apologize to the folks at BTR for taking so much of their time up. But again, thank you so much for tuning in for your Wednesday show. Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great midweek Wednesday. I will be back tomorrow. We'll take a look at hopefully a very good pitching outing by Jason Vargas leading to a Royals win tonight. We'll take a look at that plus much, much more on tomorrow's show. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.